I could start talking? Yeah. Okay. Boker Tov, Dalet Nisan. We're going to be speaking about something which I mentioned in the past. And it's like this. We are now in a very special time. And like we mentioned, and other people mentioned, there's this chazal about L'harzer HaTorah L'baylo, to return the crown of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned that it's not a good thing for us to have the rest of the world return the crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and suffice with that. Each person in our own lives, we have to come to a place, recognition, that we're putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu more into our own lives. I mentioned once before also the Chazal that says that there was a plague in the time of David HaMelech, and the way he was mevatel the plague was by instituting the Mea Brochus. The fact that we say 100 brochus a day was a takon of David HaMelech, and that solved the problem of the plague. And therefore, Mirtz Hashem, I'm planning to give shiurim now in the mornings based on the Mea Brochus. Hopefully, the plague will be way over before we get to the 100th brocha, but we're going to take one at a time, and we will show how it's not just a segula, but this is mamish, the idea of every brocha. The idea of every brocha is putting our world back in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings the brocha, and that brings the Yeshua to all of us. So we'll just start with the basic concept of brocha, which are things we know, but like we're saying the Mea Brochas, and they're not working for one simple reason, because we're not really paying enough attention to what we're doing. If we pay more attention to what we're doing each time we make a brocha, then it will have a very powerful effect. So every brocha starts with the word Baruch Ato Hashem Keinu Melech HaOlam. Those are the basic components. Starts with the word Baruch, and then we say Shem Hashem, and then we say Malchus Shemayim Melech HaOlam. Those are the three basic components of the opening of every bracha. The word Baruch, in its simplest form, is that Hashem is the source of all the bracha. All the good in the world emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for that matter, everything in the world emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, by saying Baruch, in respect to something, we are saying that we recognize that this thing is Shach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This thing is emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not mine. By Berus HaNenim, it's more simply understood. It's not just my apple, not my piece of bread, but it's something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created this. He brings the Siyata Shmai that it grew this time and that came to me. All the different stages, till I mamish put into my mouth, all that is from the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even in mitzvahs, we say that when I'm doing a mitzvah, it's not just something that I'm doing stam. It's a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, that is Mekadosh Klal Yisrael. He gave us a Kedusha that we could do acts that have a profound positive effect on ourselves in this world and be'ikar in the eternal world to come. Rav Shalom Zalman Auerbach, Zichron Levracha, was once told so simply, which is really, Chazal say this, but he said it so sweetly, that there's so many acts that everybody's doing anyway, and it's nothing. Even washing one's hands, which is really the first bracha we make in the beginning of the day, Al Tilas Yadayim. A person who cares about his hygiene washes his hand. But if he's doing it only for hygiene, it's a mundane act. And he's doing it because it's a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah itself, to wash our hands. Then we transformed a regular act into an act, which is an act of kedushin, and an act that gives us all that tremendous reward, and schar, and closeness to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's like that with everything. Everything we do, be'etzim, is a mitzvah. Like it says, b'chol drachecha to'eyu. Everything you do in the course of the day is in a mitzvah. if you're doing it right, it's a mitzvah. If you say a nice word to somebody in the family or out of the family, make a phone call to take interest in somebody, that's a mitzvah. Even putting on your shoes, if you put it on the right way, the way Chazal say, to put on the right foot, right shoe before the left shoe, etc., that's also a mitzvah. So there's nothing that's not a mitzvah. We go to the bathroom, we say Asher Yotzeh, we transform that into a mitzvah. So all these mundane acts, which everybody else is just doing, stam, we do the same act, but with the right kavanah, we're transforming it, we'll be mekadesh it, and we're making it into something that's mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a big chesed of Hashem, that He gave us, He's shown a mitzvah of, that our life shouldn't be just that mundane life, just running after pleasures, and then we can't get the pleasures, life is worthless. We always have the pleasure. The Ruchni is the good pleasure of having our kesh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, back to the first word, Baruch, was saying. That Baruch was saying, we recognize that this and everything is emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maisa, the Ukubolim also say, the Nefesh HaChaim says, a second parish is, Baruch is a, means also like Brecha, like a wellspring. It causes the wellsprings of Shefa coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come upon us. In other words, number one is recognition of the fact that this thing and the whole world emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the makor of all the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two is that this is opening up this wellspring of goodness coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, it's not two different things. The two things are compatible. And already the Sefer Chinuch mentions it, that the fact that one says a bracha entitles him to get that shefa. I saw Rav Shimshon Pinkus in one of his Maimorim and Tfilah. He says a beautiful, simple moshel, which could help explain this also. It says like this. Someone comes up to you and he gives you an item, a very expensive item. So there are one of two ways that you could take it. If you take it because you want it to be yours, you have to pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, you can demand it back or demand payment. If you take it, you're watching it over for him. You're a shamer. You're watching it over for him. Or he's giving it to you because he wants to use it in a certain fashion and use it that way. Then you don't have to pay it because the fact that I'm watching it for him, that in itself is all that I had, is what I'm doing. I don't have to pay anything for watching. I'm doing him a favor by watching it for him. Even if I'm getting it as a gift, but if I'm making him happy by using it the way he wants me to use it, so also I'm doing something which is also good for him, and therefore I don't have to pay because that's what he wants. But if I'm just doing a business deal and I want it to be mine, then I have to pay full price. So he says everything in life, that's when we can look at it one of two ways. We could think it's mine. I go to the store and I buy my food. The food is mine. If I look at it as mine, then I have to pay for it. If we have to pay for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this whole amazing bria of this food and the yetzirah, and like we said, the thousands of people that were involved in just getting it over to me, the people that are planting it and the transportation and the people that made the trucks for the transportation and the gas that was needed for transporting it and the storekeepers and the one who built the store. If you think of it, everything that we're getting has thousands of people involved. This whole amazing process that was set up, if I have to pay for it, we have no way of paying for it, and we were not entitled to any bracha from it. But if I say that this thing, whether it's birch anenim or if it's in bracha on myself, hashayotza, I recognize that myself is not mine. I'm not in control of my body. I'm not sustaining myself. Everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the fact I say makor ha-brachas, I recognize that everything I have and everything I am is from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm not taking it for myself. I'm not saying I want it to be mine. I want it to remain yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's something that I'm watching over, I want to watch it over for your benefit. If it's something I'm using it, I want to use it according to your terms, the way Hashem wants us to use it. When I have that hakara, before I indulge in something, whether it's a physical pleasure or whether it's a mitzvah, or whether it's just paying attention to different things in my body, as we'll discuss over the next weeks. By saying the bracha, I'm not taking it for myself. I'm keeping it by Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm using it for his things. And this is exactly what we're talking about in the beginning, L'harzer ha-Torah le-Baleo. We're in a process now of the world. Hashem wants us, every single one of us, to give the world back to Him. Inadvertently, if we don't think about it, we don't have kavanah brachos. Basically, we're living our lives. Yes, I worked hard. I'm entitled to this food. It's my food. Yes, if you ask somebody religiously, he'll tell you, yeah, I know that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the experience was not an experience I didn't relate to it in such a fashion. A person could test himself even about how he deals with his things, how much he's willing to give over to others, how much he's thinking about using what he has, the different kliches he has, the different things that Hashem gave him. Is he really looking at it as, because of that, I'm making sure I'm doing it the way Hashem wants. It's not only for me, it's for other people. It's for Kvod Shemayim. Or it's just another thing. I'm like everybody else, that I get up in the morning and I eat and I sleep and I go to work and I learn and do everything else, but I'm doing it pretty much on a day-to-day mahalach of Oylun Kim and Hogi Noheg. I'm just going through the regular motions. So this is the beginning point. The Meir Brachas, if we have the right kavona, and we say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, I recognize you are the Makor HaBrachas. You're Makor of everything, and you're Makor of the specific thing I'm making a bracha on. By doing so, we're opening up that brecha, we're opening up that Makor HaBracha, we're opening up that wellspring of Shefa, of Chesed V'Rachmim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to all of us. And we're not just saying Baruch, Hashem, Baruch Atah, the second word Atah, I'm speaking to you. That intimate kesher we have, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, I can speak to you second person, not third person. I'm in front of you, Hashem. Elikeinu, the one who brings all the koiches into the world, keeps the world going, Elikeinu, conjugated, our God, some has a special hashgach in Klal Yisrael. As we see, the whole world is going through suffering. In Klal Yisrael, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a special shmira. We have to appreciate Elikeinu. He has a special shmir over us, special hashgach over us. Melech ha'olam. It's not enough to say melech. Melech ha'olam. He's the king of the world. And like we're saying, now's the time that everyone's talking about. Hashem's the king of the world. We say it 100 times a day. Let us pay attention. Hashem is the king of the world. He's ruling everything. And like we said, everything we have, we're reassessing from the things we own, from our mitzvahs, from our own bodies. It's all yours, Hashem. And we're here to be the Avdei Hashem. That is the beginning of all the brachas. And mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the first bracha that we say in the morning of Alan Tilis Yadayim. We should be zeichet to take advantage of this. And let's start maybe with once a day, take one bracha, or three times a day, whatever, how many times we feel comfortable with, and have that in mind, what we're saying. And we're saying that, Baruch HaTah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, I recognize you're the makor of everything, everything physical, everything spiritual I have in my life. And yeah, it's true, I didn't pay enough attention to it. I related to a lot of it as if it was mine. And no, now, at least in this specific thing that I'm about to do, whether I'm about to eat, I'm about to do a mitzvah, about to pay attention to a tree that's blossoming, whatever it is, all these different brachas were saying in the course of the day, yes, I know this is yours, and I, Yetzer Hashem, am planning to relate to it in such a fashion and use it in such a fashion to bring nachas ruach to you, to deepen my kesher between me and you. And if we do so, our day, stam, will gain from it. Our day will be more pleasant, that feeling that I realize that everything is from Hashem, and we'll have that special schar of opening up those wellsprings of bracha, that Yetzer Hashem, like we said, the koich of bracha, brings that not only on a specific thing, but brings the shefa bracha that Mi'etz Hashem mevatel all the gzeiros for us and us and on Klal Yisrael, and bring Hashem's malchus back to where it should be in the world. Have a good day.
So Rob, okay, wants to answer.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.